totally appropriate. But now, you know, like everything else, the liberals work overtime to ruin. Look, 39% of people currently married met through the workplace somehow, some way. And that's not going to change, no matter how many rules they change.
Greg, do you remember, it probably would have been sometime in the 80s, where it had a commercial like that, and it showed this woman being talked to by her boss, like, you've really got assets, you need to show them off, we're talking your career here, and it shows her, like, shrinking and shrinking, mm-hmm. and then she goes, no, we're talking sexual harassment here, and I don't have to take it. You know, that's a legitimate, you know, but, yeah, like you said, I guess they just want it to where everybody just completely turns off their instinct to...
Yeah, like dehumanize or whatever. In fact, let me see. I'm going to look. I'm going on YouTube. I'm going to see if I can find. There's a 1993 sexual harassment commercial. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look through some of these and see if I can't play them on the air. Bro, I'm out of time for the hours. Is there something
All right.
to play a request?
Shaving cream.
You got it.
You ready for Father's Day?
Father's Day is coming up.
Father's Day is this weekend.
Why aren't you with your dad?
My father was crazy.
I would love to be a more sensitive father.
I love my father.
Who's your daddy?
My mom is my dad.
Why do we even need Father's Day? Fathers are useless.
My father worked in profanity the way other artists might work in oils or clay.
My mom told my dad we can break in the new sheets in a group text message.
Everybody take daddy for granted. Just listen to the radio.
Happy Father's Day!
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
4 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. A judge today revoking the pretrial release of Paul Manafort, ordering President Trump's former campaign chair be jailed until his trial on charges out of special counsel Robert Mueller's office. Fox's Jill Nato.
Prosecutors allege that while under house arrest, Manafort contacted people overseas and tried to get them to falsely testify in his favor.
Manafort had been on house arrest on felony charges tied to his Ukrainian political work and alleged money laundering. An inmate overpowered two sheriff's deputies in a transport van, killing one, critically injuring the other. The incident occurring this morning near a courthouse in Kansas City, Kansas. The suspect also shot. Stocks tumbling today as investors fear new China tariffs will spark a trade war. The Dow falling 84 points, the Nasdaq losing 14, with the S&P closing 3 points lower. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Dedicating this next clip to the folks at Netflix for their new rule. Employees cannot look at each other for longer than 5 seconds. Offended.
I know we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended. I was offended and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. Valid offense, I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again.
they're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
That is Steve Hughes on the Live in Fear Doppler. At least there's enough cloud cover to take the blaze out of the sun, but there's really no rain anywhere near us. There's a good bunch west of Selma. That's not headed our way, though. That's going towards Mississippi. At 8 after 4, we have a wonderful suggestion for you if you haven't made any dinner plans for tonight or over the weekend, and that's El Jalisco. And joining us from El Jalisco is Melanie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I am just great. More importantly, how are you?
Melanie? Yeah, we are here in El Jalisco.
Yes. No, I mean, are you okay? I was asking, how are you feeling? Are you good?
Yeah, we're good. Just a little starting the dinner time.
Uh-huh. Getting busy?
A little bit. People start showing up.
Well, our job is to make it get real busy there, and what I need to know from you, first of all, I know that happy hour starts at 3, runs till 7. Tell us about the drink specials you got.
Yeah, we got the margaritas at $3. The medium margaritas, they're $3. It could be frozen on the rocks. We got the small margaritas at $1.99. And also, we got the Michelob Ultra and the Bud Light tall glass for $2.99 only.
Mm-hmm.
That's on drink special. And dinner special, we have the... On Friday, we have the cheesesteak burrito. It's $7.99.
That's a Friday favorite at my house. I love that. Oh, God, does that fill you up.
And Nachos El Jalisco, they're $7.99, too.
What does Nachos El Jalisco include?
There's some nachos. Actually, they're nachos fajitas because they get in chicken, steak, and shrimp with the grilled vegetables. They get in over the bed of chips and... they're delicious. They're the people love it.
Absolutely. And, you know, your homemade salsa there is the finest in town. It is absolutely the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Another favorite there is...
we have the shrimp adobo, your favorite.
Uh-huh. Thanks. You just took the food right out of my mouth there with the shrimp adobo. That's awesome. And I'm also a big fan of the Pollo Loco.
That's on sale on Mondays.
I think the biggest challenge, and of course, 99-cent Taco Tuesday, we want people to think ahead with El Jalisco as well, if they can't make it in this afternoon or this evening. But your biggest challenge at El Jalisco is trying to figure out what you want from that menu full of temptations. You will be served by delightful folks like Melanie. Got a great staff there that looks after you when you come in. It's a large and long restaurant, so there's plenty of booth and table seating for you and your group. And again, happy hour's on now, so have a cold one and enjoy some great Mexican food. El Jalisco is right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut on Atlanta Highway, on the north side of Atlanta Highway. Wonderful place. If you haven't been there, make it a point to do so, because every single person that has gone there, my recommendation, has gotten back to me and said, absolutely
fabulous.
Thank you
so much. You guys are on by to El Jalisco.
I'll be by soon, believe me. Thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I'd say hi to the gang over there. They're like so many of our other sponsors. You get a very familial link with them. You know, they're just terrific folks. And it's nice to go to a place that gives you that kind of reaction. We will be doing requests at 272-9228 at some point. I think fairly soon we'll redeem the Baumhauer's winning word, but not right now. We got Rich's forecast and a look at the roads coming up, your local news from CBS 8. And on All Request Friday, we try to play whatever you want to hear at 272-9228. A lot of our classic favorites, the Tom Mabe telemarketer bit, is coming up at the end of this very next break. Right now it's 4:11.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama's unemployment rate is up slightly from 1 month ago. The state says the May rate was 3.9%, up 0.1% from April. That's still 0.1% higher than the national rate. Despite the increase, though, the state says wage and salary employment is at a 10-year high. Montgomery police are investigating a murder. Police identified the victim as 26-year-old Timothy Martinez. He was found shot to death in the 1600 block of Dell Drive shortly after midnight. No arrests so far. Auburn University has raised its tuition following increases at other colleges in Alabama. The increase will be by 2% for the fall of 2019. Auburn's tuition has gone up by 3% each year since 2016. The Board of Trustees approved the increase for the 2019-20 school year last week. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Gradually, our forecast is going to start to evolve over the next few days. Now, scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue in the forecast, and they'll fade out overnight tonight. Tomorrow, not much change from today. Partly sunny with a high temperature up to about 91. Scattered hit or miss showers and storms here and there, but we're going to start to see fewer storms each day. For instance, only a 30% chance Sunday, high in the lower 90s. Only a 20% chance of isolated storms Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures edging towards the mid-90s by then. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. In fact, when you take it on the road on vacation, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area instantly. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No accidents to report right now. There is some heavy traffic on the Eastern Boulevard, the southbound lanes between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Very heavy right now. So watch out if you're over there. Expect delays if you're going through that way. Interstate systems are all clear. The rest of the boulevard looks okay. Atlanta Highway is all clear. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop at Shoe Carnival, Cato, Profession Ale, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. I'm a Clinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages, it's all we do, so we do it better. If you are a veteran and currently have a VA mortgage, then it's time to refinance. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we value your service, and in turn, we pride ourselves in serving you. If you are a veteran and you are interested in lowering your rate, reducing your payment, or paying your home mortgage off sooner, what are you waiting for? Today is the day to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. No need to gather those documents. All we need is you with your driver's license and Social Security card in hand. Yes, it's just that simple. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
United.
With Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and I need a new AC.
If your AC is old or broken and you don't know how you're going to pay for a new one, relax. United has financing available with no down payment with approved credit with payments as low as $99 a month.
United even has 0% interest for 36, 48, and 60 months on select systems. Let United give you your best solution with the latest technology and improve your indoor comfort for as little as $99 a month for a complete energy efficient system. They install hundreds of new systems every year.
If the unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacement. And for this month, we would give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And yes, payments as low as $99 on a new system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
That
better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and CarCare One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All requests Friday at 272-9228 at 418. Tom May.
Hello? Yes, can I speak with Tom May? Who's calling? Oh, this is Mike. You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom May? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold on one second, all right?
Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, and dust everything down for prints. Thank you there.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. Officer Clark, I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look. You don't understand. Unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice, it's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Well, how about you just talk with my supervisor then?
No, look. We'll get your supervisor in a second here. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smart ass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I want to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of the envelope to assure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
40 West Wilton, Colorado.
Uh-huh. Now, hold on. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on one second, all right?
Yes, sir.
For the first time this week.
Nothing from nothing leaves
total mumbling idiot.
Oh, yeah! I'm not trying to be your...
Jane, you ignorant slut.
That's oh, cheats and liars. It's too cold for me. It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
I'm not trying to be your...
You're gorgeous!
Go watch it, pervert! It's too low to
see. Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
Holy sh... Cal.
You're phenomenal.
Nothing leaves nothing.
Shut up, dummy.
And I'm not stopping. Believe you me.
What are you people? On dope?
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film it.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Come on, guys.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Oh, my God.
Do it again. I like it.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Adios, muchacho.
Bring a little something. If you want a 10, and
serve a 10.
No. I can give you a 9.7. Yeah.
There were no gaps. There were no missed ops. There.
But you stepped on the end.
I did. That's what comes with taking risks. You got to learn how to take risks in this life.
That sound good to you, Joey?
It does sound good to me, but when the risks go wrong...
You get punished.
Well, and you have to accept the consequences. Because you're going to accept the reward, right? Like, if you had nailed that ending, and I'd given you a 9.99999, you would have accepted it gleefully. So don't complain.
Yes, sir. Hey, the most electrifying story of the morning.
Yeah.
The Jerry Springer Show is ending after 26 years.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that... I remember when it first came out, we all said the same thing. The bottom feeders have taken over.
Sure, yeah.
This is as low as TV possibly can get, and this thing won't last but a couple of years. It'll come and go.
I think that was a 90s thing. Like, I'm on this wrestling kick and watching old, like, late 90s wrestling. It's the same thing. It's, like, really gross, like, segments that even a lot of the people who were involved in them are embarrassed to talk about now.
The best thing that ever happened involving Jerry Springer was the bit in the Mike Myers Austin Powers movie.
Yes.
Where Dr. Evil and his son are on... And wasn't there a Nazi or something? And it ends up, you know, the big brawl and the security people pulling people off each other. And
that's so funny.
That was satirically about as brilliant as it gets.
He wasn't evil enough.
With the finger at the tip.
What a funny character, too.
See if we have any reaction. You walk outside. And it feels like there's just nothing going on. Well,
and by the way, before we completely forget, would you like an example of a very gross wrestling segment? Triple H. He's now like one of the top executives in the WWE. Real name's Paul something. Like that.
He's not. He doesn't work in the ring anymore.
No, he still does. He was in WrestleMania. Well, they had Ronda Rousey in there, so they wanted her surrounded by people who knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
No, that was one of the matches that stole the show. Anyway. He's, like, really well-known as a great wrestler. He's now an executive in the company.
I have dreams about Triple H, so go ahead.
He did a segment in the late 90s or early 2000s where he was supposedly, he's, like, in a funeral home,
mm-hmm.
open casket, and he's going to sleep with the dead wife of one of the other wrestlers. Now, obviously, you look in the casket and it's a dummy and it looks like a mannequin.
Yeah.
But just the whole premise, it's like, what were you guys thinking? You weren't thinking. And it's just, that's what I mean. There was something going on in the late 90s, early 2000s on so-called lowbrow entertainment where just anything goes.
You just
push the envelope.
Reminded me of something I accidentally discovered, I think on Bing. Hmm. And I'm not quite sure where I started that I ended up in this particular section. But there were collections of famous people in their coffins.
Whoa.
Supposedly a picture of JFK in the coffin. You know, that coffin
happened.
Was closed.
I was about to say.
And all the public parts of it. But I had never seen this photo before. And honestly, based on, I know a little bit about how they put people back together for viewings, because one of my buddies in Chicago had a family mortuary, and he took me on a tour and even showed me how they do certain things and procedures, to the point where he actually lifted up somebody's head to show me how they put it back on following an autopsy.
It's an interesting profession to go into. You need people like that, but
he was so matter of fact about it. You sure you want to see this? I said, yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah.
There were, they had pictures of Andy Griffith, a lot of Tupac, all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Occasionally, media, like Life magazine, I remember when General MacArthur died, the issue that came out the following week had a picture of him, but he was, they had a full viewing for him. There's a picture of Abe Lincoln in the casket. It didn't look fake. And Lincoln was so heavily embalmed and continually re-embalmed on the train trip from D.C. back to Springfield, Illinois, that when they permanently moved his grave in 1901, there was a kid there that was watching, and they opened his coffin, and they noticed that there were white specks, red, white, and blue specks all over his suit, and it was a flag that had decomposed. But he had not, and the kid that saw Lincoln's corpse said his face was chalky white.
Whoa.
That kid, in the 50s, I think it was on one of the game shows, I think like I've Got a Secret or something, and he was the last person still living at that time. This is, 80, 90 years after the Ford's Theater, who had seen, actually laid eyes on the face of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And after there was an attempt to rob Lincoln's grave, they moved him to this, he's like 25 feet underground, and they've got all kinds of security around it, so that couldn't happen again. But I was morbidly fascinated, I guess. I looked at quite a few of them.
Like, a dead body doesn't, I don't get disgust. I don't get scared. It's a weird feeling, like it's a nothing. It's like that's a body. Mm-hmm. There's no person there.
Right.
It's a, we've had these conversations about the near-death experiences, mm-hmm. but it's very clear whatever was animating that body is no longer there. It's either somewhere else or just gone.
This thing that we live inside, this vessel or whatever.
I know somebody calls them meat suits. I like that
meat
term.
Suits. And let's face it, some look better than others.
You're gorgeous!
Thanks.
Nice meat suit.
Yeah. But whatever it is that ticks inside, that being that you are, is clearly gone. So all you're really looking at is somebody that resembles something. Because that spark of life, once it's gone, it's the gone, the appearance of the individual changes dramatically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How did we... Oh, we jumped from Jerry Springer to terrible
pictures
wrestling
of,
segments.
To, yeah, because you brought up the coffin thing with Triple H. And
it
then,
is pretty terrible.
And then I had to talk about stumbling onto this thing, and I did stumble on it. I don't go at home and say, well, I think tonight I'll look at dead celebrities in coffins in open caskets. But that is on Bing if you're curious. Maybe somebody else has seen that. I at the end of the week, by the way, during this Friday show, when we take your request at 272-9228, go through stuff that we haven't gotten to for whatever reason during the week, so I can thin the pile out. This is a disturbing story. Former NFL tight end Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah.
Arrested on 9 serious charges, 2 counts of kidnapping with intent to commit rape, 2 counts of forcible rape, and 1 count of forcible sexual behavior. He faces life in prison if convicted on all counts. He is 34 years old, played in the NFL from 2004 to 2013.
Yeah, for the Buccaneers, right?
He played for the Bucks, for the Browns, the Seahawks, Patriots, and Jets.
I remember watching.
And made many millions of dollars, and it makes you wonder how he...
He was a star college tight end, played Miami, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. There was a critical game that he caught the winning pass. I think it was when he was in the pros.
Did he play for the Chargers?
And wasn't there another tight end for the Patriots, Hernandez, where he, like, murdered somebody?
Well, you know what? I looked... A lot of information has come out on that case since he committed suicide.
Yeah.
And when they did his autopsy, he had serious, serious brain damage.
Oh.
From playing football. And
they
got to look at this. And, of course, now the NFL just seems hell-bent on committing suicide anyway because this whole thing that they're going to donate $100 million to causes that are important to players, and some of the causes are some of the most radical, whacked out left wing outfits on the planet, and they're going to bring the NFL even further down. There was a poll on that on Fox News recently. The approval of the NFL as a whole is in the toilet. So the hardcore fans, they don't care. What the people on the field do, they don't really care that much if they stand or kneel for the anthem.
Right. It's football.
But
football.
No sport that big can survive or thrive if they've turned off the casual fan. Baseball's trying to deal with the same problem, although it's different. It's not motivated by a political opinion. They're trying to speed the game up because they know that people your age have the attention span of a moth. So they want to keep
especially
the game moving
on
a little
TV.
Bit.
I love a baseball game in person, but on TV it is a bit slow.
I actually enjoy baseball more on radio than I do TV.
Oh, yeah.
The Yankees win! Yeah, no, it's for a long drive. When we came back from Goose's wedding, the baseball season had started. We listened to an entire Yankees game on the way back.
It is a good sport to describe with words. Like, you can paint a picture of what's going on a baseball field better than, I think, a football field.
Well, Rich Thomas is a baseball fan. He was talking about being a kid in Cleveland and listening to, we did this with our transistors. We were trying to tune in at night, the clear channel stations that you could pick up from St. Louis or Cincinnati, WLW, and you could listen to games in other towns. And it was good for the imagination because you would, they described the game, the park, the ballpark quirks and all that stuff, and it's a special memory. God, am I old. Just being real here, folks. Don't be alarmed. Let's take a look and see what's happening at Jack Ingram's signature used cars.
Yeah.
This is the time of the year. Two of the more typical customers at this time of the year. Well, there's always somebody who's looking for a car for a new driver. And assuming that your child has met all prerequisites and standards and has demonstrated themselves to be responsible, we do live in an age where at least getting to and from school and those kinds of things, it's better if they have a set of wheels. But where do you look? To me, when you look at a classified ad online or something, you're really gambling. The gambling is taken out of the equation when you shop at Jack Ingram's signature used cars. I'm not just saying that to hear myself say it. I have 2 car payments a month, both of them from vehicles that we purchased here, and a third vehicle that we bought for my stepson when he started at AUM. And we were very pleased with all 3 and remain so. And when we need another vehicle, I'm actually... And we got him a nice little Saturn, great starter car, 41,000 miles. We paid less than $4,000 for it. and it has the Jack Ingram name on it. I'm thinking now, after a couple of years, given that he's on the Dean's list and has done so fabulously well, we might go car shopping around Christmas time back at Jack Ingram, and maybe we'll look for something a little... Well,
on the lot now, they don't have the pictures up yet. It's on the website, but if you check, there's a 2011 Dodge Charger SE. 120,000 miles for only $7,800.
Yeah.
That is a very cool, kind of harken back to the muscle car. Right?
There's been a lot of traffic in and out of this particular section, but cars under 10 have three things in common. Good vehicle histories, bodies that are in gleaming condition. No new driver is going to be, I'm embarrassed to drive that. Pristine interiors, but most importantly, an engine that's been vetted by the Ingram family team of mechanics. And they literally look for any single reason to not resell a vehicle. If they find it, it goes to auction and not to somebody's driveway. And that's the way it works, and that's why you can shop with confidence at Jack Ingram Signature Used Car. See Tip and that incredible team of people, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online at jackingram.com. And Eric Anderson just messaged me a 9.85 on the roll call.
I think that's fair. Judges can disagree.
I see what I was remembering here with Kennel Winslow.
Mm-hmm.
Hound Dog texted me, Kennel Winslow Sr. played for the Chargers and had an epic game against the Dolphins in the early 80s.
Okay.
So I didn't realize that much time had passed, but you see I'm old. So, William B.
Hey, good afternoon. How's everybody?
Yeah. All right. How are you?
All right.
Yeah.
Hey. Can you do a little bit of Norm this afternoon?
Of course. We could do a little, we could do a lot. What do you want to hear?
Hadn't heard the Moth in the Podiatrist's office yet lately.
All right, then coming out of this break, that's what we will play, the Moth.
I appreciate it.
Happy weekend, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, happy Father's Day, man.
Appreciate it.
See you.
Father's Day for me was April 7th.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And I've had, thanks for the call, I've had so many people comment on the picture that I posted from the wedding yesterday. The smiles on our faces. And
yes.
We're not splashing through puddles of tears. And my daughter on the previous photo that was up there, what do they call it? Not the profile picture, but the...
The cover photo?
Cover photo. Had commented, said, best day ever. And I followed that up by saying, for both of us. Norm McDonald's coming up, 27292.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still seeing some heavy traffic on the southbound lanes of the East Boulevard right around I-85. Also over on Woodmere Road and Carmichael Road, that whole area through there. Kind of busy right now. Also seeing a little bit on Tangler Road all the way up to Atlanta Highway. Atlanta Highway, some spotty delays, same on South Boulevard. Both interstate systems are speed limit right. What are you waiting for? You pick it out, Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center will work it out. Their finance specialists will go to work to get you on the road at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Gradually, our forecast is going to start to evolve over the next few days. Now, scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue in the forecast, and they'll fade out overnight tonight. Tomorrow, not much change from today. Partly sunny with a high temperature up to about 91. Scattered hit-or-miss showers and storms here and there, but we're going to start to see fewer storms each day. For instance, only a 30% chance Sunday, high in the lower 90s. Only a 20% chance of isolated storms Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures edging towards the mid-90s by then. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. In fact, when you take it on the road on vacation, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area instantly. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Here in the Tri-County, we are very fortunate to have so many military and first responders living right here among us. And in an effort to honor those who risk their lives for us, CTE Outdoor Power and Skag Power Equipment are proud to announce Simply the Brave First Responder Discount Program. From now until Labor Day, all current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans, will receive 15% off MSRP on their purchase of a new Skag zero-turn riding mower. Skag Power Equipment's motto has always been simply the best. And it's only fitting that we now honor Simply the Brave with this unprecedented 15% off discount program. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SC Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SC Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SC Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SC Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SC Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the river region. Leave it to SC Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SC Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at scrugs.com.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly. The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer and I couldn't be happier with the job Custom Cabinet Renovations did in our kitchen. I'd recommend them to anyone who'd like to upgrade their kitchen. Give Eddie a call, 799-9873, to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations, 799-9873.
Advanced Tech Systems, the River Region's leader in home and business security and automation, has an immediate opening for an experienced integrator for audio, video, and security. This candidate must like people and have a genuine interest in helping homeowners and business owners with their security and automation concerns. Advanced Tech Systems is a locally owned company with a fantastic working environment. If you have the experience and can meet the challenge of integrating audio, video, and security into a seamless system, get in touch with Advanced Tech Systems today. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Advanced Tech Systems is offering a very competitive salary for the right qualified candidate, and the opportunities for advancement are part of the package. Don't waste time. This opening is available now. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Join the Advanced Tech Systems team today.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dame, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Talk.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All requests Friday at 272-9228. Norm MacDonald and the story of the moth.
I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald. And now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, no, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way. So my driver.
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy. No, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
Right. You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. And the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Alinovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Alinovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. And the podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up, and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm, a lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade once
How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, "Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good." And so the doctor says, "Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here?" And then the moth said, "Because the light was on."
The best.
Sunday, it is Father's Day. It's your daddy's special day. He made you who you are today. Get off the couch, don't be a slouch, and spend a day with him. That dad is yours. One day each year. That dad is yours. Buy him a beer. He'd wear sandals and white socks. Repeating stories when he talks. He's always right. And never wrong. He's yelling at you, go mow the lawn. It's Father's Day, don't buy a tie. Don't buy a tie. Your dad don't need another tie. Your dad don't need
By the way, Judge Bitch that put Manafort, threw him in jail, an Obama appointee, is the same one that was overturned by the Supreme Court in that recent decision. Just, I'll get some more information on this, but an absolute activist, an Obama appointee, you know, and of course, that means interpreting the Constitution to fit whatever circumstances you wish to achieve politically. I got to get rid of some of these people. They're just making a mockery out of justice. Not that I'm a Paul Manafort fan, per se.
No, I think Manafort messed up.
I think his issue, though, what does it have to do with Russian collusion? This is a Mueller committee thing. And I don't know if they found this and decided to try and leverage something out of him on Trump. It's clear that they're just out to get the guy. And I want to see something done soon. I'm almost convinced that the president has the political chops now to say, you've had a year and a half. There's no evidence of any collusion. You are now getting into areas where you have no business, that are beyond the parameters of what this this fake investigation was out to discover to begin with. So that's it. And they've spent how much? $18 million? They've had to let go of five people from the investigating team because of their connections to Clinton and their absolute political bias. It's a joke.
Well, it makes me wonder, how much money did, because he didn't register as a foreign agent working with the Ukrainian government, and he didn't report his income when he tried to bring it into the country. Right. That's the money laundering.
Yeah.
So really, Paul Manafort is guilty of not going to Big Daddy government and saying, oh, here, take more of my money. And it makes me wonder if they have spent more than the amount he owed investigating this whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's how the government works, you know, in its inefficiency.
So he screwed up, and I don't really, I have no tears for Paul Manafort.
No, I don't want anybody listening to think that I am trying to justify anything the guy did, but what does it have to do with Russian collusion? That should have been referred to the IRS if they felt there was a need for prosecution. That's their job, and believe me, they're damn good at it, too. 4:54 is the time, 272-9228. Next hour, we might, how long is this? It's 30 seconds. This is a, earlier this afternoon, kind of mocked this, Netflix now has a rule with their employees. They can't look at each other for longer than 5 seconds, which is just obscene. It's
how long,
and it's inanity.
Let's try this, though, real quick, before you play it. Just look at me, and I'll count it off with my hand. One, two, it is a little weird.
It is.
It's a little weird.
But we're just looking at each other.
I know.
Here's a 1993 sexual harassment commercial. 92 was the year I attended my first harassment seminar. They made everybody at WLS. Here I'm in this room with all these legends, right?
Yeah.
Guys I listened, Jeffrey Hendricks, guys I listened to as a kid. And we're all watching this insane, insipid crap film.
You know, you're doing a great job, but you're not using all your assets. With a body like that, you can go places.
Sexual harassment makes you feel like less of a person. For help and hotline numbers, ask for the Stop Sexual Harassment booklet at your public library.
Be a little more sexy. Hey, we're talking about your job here.
No, we're talking about sexual harassment here, and I don't have to take it.
Sexual harassment violates you, and it violates the law.
Well, he'll never do that again.
Am I wrong to want to giggle at that?
Well,
it's wrong, but just I'm how awkward and corny that guy is.
Oh, there's a Mad TV sexual harassment thing. That's what we're going to play next hour.
Okay.
But that is, in fact, we'll go to Facebook, too. I put the story on Facebook. Thanks to my friend Kathleen, who may or may not be listening on the app.
Well, you know, you're not using all your assets to your advantage.
I mean, come on. Come on.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty lame. Lame, if you will. Don't forget for carpeting and flooring, Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard, our buddy Jeff Mallinson. Jeff, I don't know if you're listening, but you got to call us one of these days. Stay in touch. Say hello. This is a guy. He is, in many respects, Georgia Floors Direct, the personification of the concept founded by Dick McAdam, proud founder of Georgia Floors Direct, half a century ago, to provide people with knowledgeable flooring experts when they walk in the door to this massive warehouse and see thousands of square yards of flooring choices, all of them available at a wholesale price. And they help customers navigate that to focus on what they're interested in doing for their home, whether it's redoing one room or changing out flooring styles, whatever. Georgia Floors Direct, by the way, you can do 12 months good as cash. But Jeff is the face and the spirit of that team over there, and they very much reflect him, and it's going to be a great experience. Wholesale pricing, installation done by people they've worked with for years, and they are phenomenally talented people. Georgia Floors Direct, on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969, the year stood still.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver.